Investors are throwing money at mRNA and new medical technologies. What could go wrong? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We've been talking about all the potential for mRNA technology, better vaccines and virus detection for all kinds of diseases. Now let's talk about the money, because the rush is on to invest in mRNA and the whole field of synthetic biology, which approaches the body and natural systems as programmable platforms like computers. However, the history of Silicon Valley and medical tech is mixed. You remember Theranos, and just last week, the founders of a hot biotech firm called Ubiome were charged with fraud in a similar fashion. John Cumbers is the founder of SynBio Beta, a network for entrepreneurs, engineers, and investors interested in synthetic biology. He says billions of dollars are flowing into the field.
Now what you're seeing is a new generation of investors and entrepreneurs coming in who are looking at a whole new set of tools around reading, writing, and editing of DNA and designing and building and testing of biological systems. So you've got to look at the potential for these technologies to do a lot of good in the world, not just in healthcare or quantified self, or in this case, RNA vaccines, but also for climate change, for food production, for chemicals and materials. So I think with any technology, there's the power to do good and there's the power to do bad. But I think with this technology, the power to do good in so many different parts of our lives is just huge.
Well, it seems like there's also the power to ask good questions or ask bad questions. And I wonder if you could suggest to investors who are getting into this field, what should they be asking so that they don't make mistakes on the level of something like Theranos or even Ubiome?
The reality is that you're basing a lot of our business decisions on trust and personal connection to people that you know and you trust. So I think that the question that you have to ask is, do you have that connection to the person that you're investing in terms of, do you trust them? And then can that trust be backed up with the data that they need to show you to convince you that it's true? So I think trust is one thing. Trust and verify is how I always like to look at it if I'm thinking of investing in a company or if I'm communicating with an entrepreneur.
Synthetic biology is a big field that encompasses a lot of types of bioengineering, as you mentioned. Are you worried that there will be such a gold rush around mRNA and vaccine development, which is great, but that there will be so much attention on that, that there will be other parts of this industry that will be neglected?
The biopharma segment is so big and influential. It is the elephant in the room of the bioeconomy. It dwarfs all the other sectors. So yes, I'm always worried that the biopharma segment is going to suck up all the air and all of the money. So that means that it does overshadow a lot of the other technology areas like climate change or food production or materials and chemicals.
As you look, though, at this kind of moment in history, if there is a silver lining to this pandemic, it's potentially that we've kickstarted a pretty incredible time around vaccine development, around synthetic biology. How big a deal is this right now?
I think this mRNA boom is very transformative. The main reason is because suddenly this drug that you're putting into the body or this vaccine that you're putting into the body is based on a programming language. That programming language is four letters, A, C, T, and G, or in the case of RNA, A, C, U, and G. And by having a programmable medicine that you can put in, it means that you can rapidly iterate if something changes. For example, these new coronavirus variants, Moderna is able to rapidly iterate the sequence of the mRNA vaccine that it's produced and quickly get out a new version and put it through clinical trials. So I think it's a revolution in the programmability of medicine. And that's why everybody's making such a big deal about this. And all of the companies that are making therapeutics are suddenly looking at this new modality, which we didn't know worked. It wasn't until Moderna pushed it through the clinical trial and showed that it worked against COVID-19 that this was actually proven to work. And now they've done that. It's sped up the development cycle and it's sped up the amount of money that's pouring into the industry to now treat many other diseases.
So are we on the cusp of a kind of revolution in treatment of diseases and viruses?
We are on the cusp of a revolution. We're on the cusp of what some people are predicting is the next 100 years of biology, the century of biology. And people have been predicting this. There's some wonderful quotes by Steve Jobs talking about the intersection of computation and biology. Bill Gates has been predicting this. A lot of the traditional tech pioneers have been looking at biology for the last 20 years and knowing that something big is coming. And I think COVID was this wake-up call for everybody. And for the last 12 months, so many of the companies have been focusing on tools and technologies to be able to diagnose and now treat these diseases. But those tools and technologies like reading, writing, and editing of DNA and designing and building and testing of biological systems is going to have an impact on so many different markets.
John Cumbers is the founder of SynBioBeta and a biotech investor. And now for some related links. So a little more on what John Cumbers mentioned about the 100 years of biology and the tech luminaries who have been fascinated with it for years. He actually sent us some quotes to that effect, like one from Bill Gates, who wrote back in 1995, quote, "DNA is like a computer program, but far, far more advanced than any software ever created." And Walter Isaacson, in his biography of Steve Jobs, quoted Jobs as saying, "I think the biggest innovations of the 21st century will be the intersection of biology and technology." And Cumbers himself wrote a Forbes piece back in 2019 about the big tech names, including Bill Gates, who are investing in synthetic biology. There's a link to that article at marketplacetech.org. And although Silicon Valley types are somewhat famous for wanting to hack the body, think mysterious life extension technology or microdosing on smart drugs like nootropics or Jack Dorsey's extremely intermittent eating, I'm telling you, astral planes, people. A lot of these investments, though, aren't just about the human body. Cumbers' article points to things like using biotech to grow meat replacement from living cells, like Memphis Meat does, or programming microbes to create synthetic silk, or engineering mushrooms into faux leather, or, okay, yeah, figuring out how to store digital information in DNA, which sounds like a setup for a future Matrix situation, or extreme life extension, obviously, because, you know, Silicon Valley stuff. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.